Jsem se spadil. Okay, zog die Gemara. Minani mili. The din of Shmira that we learned in the Mishnah. Minani mili, how do we know the concept of the locations of the Shmira? In other words, the Gemara is not going into where you need Shmira. That's a pasuk beferish for Shamu Mishmeris HaKodesh. So some element of Shmira the Gemara knew. We didn't need any psukim, it's clear. We didn't need a drosh, it's clear. It says the Gemara, how do we know that you have to watch in these locations? Outlined in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Amar Kho, V'achoynim Ufleh HaMishkan Kedmu Ufnei Oyel Moed. It says, V'achoynim Ufleh HaMishkan Kedmu. So even though this pasuk obviously is talking about the Mishkan, but we know that the Mishkan is Ikri Mikdash and Mikdash Ikri Mishkan. So the halacha is applicable to both. Over there it says in the pasuk, Moshe, Aaron ubanav shemrim mishmeres hamikdash l'mishmeres b'nei Yisrael. So the fact that the Torah goes on to say the three shmiras, from there we learn out the three locations that it says in the Mishnah that HaKahanim shemrim b'shloishim makomos. Says the Gemara, okay, in Shimu Baal Ma'ashkach and the boy, from the Mishnah's Mashma, that there's one din on the Kohanim and there's another din on the Levim, and that they don't watch in the same places, because our Mishnah only addresses Kohanim, and later we're going to address the Levim. And this Pasuk seems to put them all together, Moshe, Aaron, and Banov, all in one Pasuk, right? We're going to get to this. That's really what I want to talk about, Kohanim and Levim. If this is one Kedusha, if it's two Kedushas. But this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, how do you know that the Kohanim and Levim are in separate places? Says the Gemara, Amri, Hochi Koma. The cross says Kohanim and Levim by the Adonixi. Amri, Hochi Koma. HaChoynim l'fnei HaMishkan Kedmo l'fnei HaYol Moed Mizrach HaMoshe. That's why you have to read the Pasuk. In other words, comma. HaChoynim l'fnei HaMishkan Kedmo l'fnei HaYol Moed Mizrach on the east, Moshe. Comma. That's one place. The Chodar Aroin Ubonav Shem L'mishmeres HaMikdash. That's why you have to read the Pasuk. So the way the Gemara sees it is that the there's a common deposit between Moshe and Aaron and Banov. That's the way the Gemara sees it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky right away asks, he says he doesn't understand, if the main point of this pasuk is to separate Kohanim from Levim, then Moshe is the wrong one to do it with. Moshe was the one who was Mishamish Pekahuna. Moshe in the Mishkan, he was Mishamish Pekahuna. In fact, during the Imei Miluyim, he was a Kohen Gadol. So, if this is the pasuk that's trying to separate from the Shmira of the Kohanim to the Shmira of the Levim, why use Moshe? If it's just talking about B'shaitai at the time itself, okay, that's the facts. Moshe was together with his sons and Aaron was with his sons. But if we're trying to use this as a foundation for the halacha Shmira L'doris, and the way the Gemara is learning is this pasuk is coming to teach you that Kohanim watch separately from Levim, why would you use Moshe? That's what Chaim's kasha. Chaim asks, why does it use Kohanim, Moshe, as the father of Levim, when in fact Moshe was at Kedushas Kohanim? That's his kasha. So we'll get back to this kasha. It seems obvious from the Gemara that the Gemara understands that there's a difference between Chaynim and Shomrim. In other words, otherwise, where's the comma in the pasuk? There is no comma. What the Gemara seems to be, the way the Gemara seems to be reading is, HaChoynim l'fnei HaMishkan Kedmo l'fnei HaYol Moed Moshe. Okay, so the Choynim is going together with Moshe. Then comma. Then it stops. And then it's like this. Aaron ubonav shomrim mishmeras hamikdash. That's the way the Gemara is reading the pasuk. So I think the way to understand the Gemara is that there's a difference between choinim and shomrim, and that's forcing the comma in the middle of the pasuk. In other words, the pasuk starts with the word hachoinim, ends with the shomrim, and has Moshe and Aaron clumped together. The Gemara is saying, well, you put a comma in the middle, choinim goes together with Moshe, then it's Aaron ubonav shomrim. The most logical way to learn the Gemara, again, this is all absent. The Gemara doesn't clarify what the difference is, but it seems to be that choinim is one type of a shmirah, and that's going on Moshe, and then Aaron ubonav shomrim mishmeres. So we're going to get back to this to try to understand what could possibly be the difference between choinim and shomrim. I'm just saying that seems to be what's going on, and even the Gemara even says it. The Gemara doesn't just mean the word. The Gemara means there's something different going on. Choinim is one halacha, shomrim is another halacha. And since it has Moshe and Aaron in the middle, so the choinim is going on Moshe and the shomrim is going on Aaron and Bonav. That seems to be what's going on here. Says the Gemara, fine. So you made a separation between Moshe and Aaron. Okay. How do you know that there's a separation between Aaron and Bonav? Because our Mishnah says that the Kahanim HaShemrim B'Shloish HaMakayimus. Our Mishnah seems to say that there's a din of three watch points for the Kahanim themselves. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Kulu, maybe Kulu here, Kulu means Aaron and his sons. Ve'ema Kulu B'chad Mokam L'chudeh, L'shaga Da'idach, Kim Moshe. Just like Moshe. Ma Moshe b'chad mokem, just like Moshe had his place. Af Aaron ubonav, Aaron and his sons, kol chad v'chad b'chad mokem l'chude. Okay, that's three. Aaron and his two sons. Okay, Ravashi Omar, mi seifa dekho. You could learn it out of the seifa of the pasuk. The seifa of the pasuk says, it says, Shem l'mishmeres l'mishmeres. The fact that it uses three descriptions of the Shemirah implies that there are three separate locations that need to have Shemirah in each one of these three places. Now, no, Ravashi is saying you don't need Aaron Ubonov to tell you that. You have the Shem l'mishmeres to tell you that. So you don't have to say, Ma Moshe b'chad mokum, if Aaron Ubonov b'chad mokum, if the pasuk it's not. Now the Shulta Gibarim has a whole discussion here. Halacha l'maisa, could a kohen also be a shomer b'mokom Levi? Our Gemara is clearly saying that the Torah went out of its way to tell us that there were shmiras kohanim and there were shmiras levim and they're separate. Okay. Now again, we were analyzing: is it mean the separate halach of shmira or just separate locations? So we'll see that. To me, it seems mistabra, the fact that the Torah used a different lashon of choinim and shomrim, that it's a different type of shmirah. It's not the same type of shmirah. But the question is, can a kohen also be a shomer b'mokom Levi? Or is it ma'akev? Kohen has to be kohen, the Levi has to be Levi. It's ma'akev. Now, clearly a Levi b'mokom kohen would not work. Because a Levi is nochas darg, a Levi has a lower level of kedusha. The Kahanim, actually, their main Shemira was on the Mikdash itself, and the Levim Shemira was outside in the Azor, the Harabayas, right? They were watching on more the external part of the Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, a Levi would not be able to be a Shomer B'Mokom Kohen, but the Shulta Kibbutz analyzes whether a Kohen would be able to be a Shomer B'Mokom Levi. So we'll get to this as well. So the Gemara says like this, the top of Amud Beis, Beis Avtinais, Beis Anitzitz. The Mishnah said that the locations were Beis Avtinais and Beis Anitzitz. So the Gemara says like this. Ibayiluhu. Ali. The Mishnah said they were elevations where the Kohanim watched from. These were like the second level. So the Gemara has a shy. Ali is Mamish Havu. Were they actually second level areas where the Kohanim watched from, meaning was there actually living space below, or was it just an elevation? It was just elevated, but it wasn't actually an aliyah. Toshmad etnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Pshebet Sofoin, on the north of the Azorah was the Shar Hanitzaitz, Kimin Achsadra Hoya, there was an Achsadra there, it was opened up, Valiyah Bnuyal Gaba, and there was an Aliyah, and there the Mishnah clearly states, Shakayhaim Shemri Milmalo, Valaviyah Milmato. Clearly it says that the Kohanim watched from the top and the Leviim from the bottom. So it's mashma that they were Leviim below. So you see clearly, but the bottom line is we see it was a real aliyah. This wasn't just an elevation. There was a lower level and an upper level. It's not just that it was elevated. Now when it says the Kohanim, the Leviim were up below, it's unclear what that means. Does that mean that the Leviim watched to the same places that the Kohanim were watching as well? So the Smag actually learns that there were Leviim watching at the same places where the Kohanim were watching. The Kohanim were on top, the Leviim were on the bottom. Okay, the Rambam and most of the Rishonim don't learn that way. And the Mefarash by us also points out, because later on we're going to learn there were 21 places where the Leviim watched from. And if you're going to tell me that they also watched by the Kohen posts, so that's 24 locations. Right? Not 21 locations. So that's one of the riots they bring again. But the Smag learns that the Kohanim Leviim actually, the Leviim actually watched in the same locations where the Kohanim watched as well. Kohanim on the upper level, and the Leviim were on the bottom level. That's the way the Smag looks. So Gemara says like this, Minani Mili. How do we know, now again, how do we know that the Kohanim and the Leviim watched sort of in together? That there was a joint effort here in the Shmiras HaMikdash. The Tana Rabbana, the Yilavu Alecha V'Yishar Sucha, the Levi is called a Levi because he's accompanying, like Levaya, he's being Malach. The Pasuk says that the Levi accompanies the Kohen in his Avoda. It's talking about your Avoda. Memele, you see that the Kohen and the Levi work together. How do you know that the Pasuk means that the Kohen and Levi do similar work? Maybe the Levi does his work and the Kohen does his work. So the Levi, in other words, carries the Mishkan. The Levi opens up the gates of the Azorah. Who says that the Levi overlaps with the Avodas Kohen? Says the Gemara Kishahu Aimer. V'nilvu Alecha V'shamru. It says V'nilvu Alecha. V'nilvu Alecha sounds like it's together with you. L'chokeilu v'chol Avodosei. Harei b'Avodosei Mamon. Hamani Mekayim V'yuvu Alecha V'shasucha b'Avodosei Hakosim. When it says V'yuvu Alecha V'shasucha, that's talking about Mamish Yur Avodah. B'Avodosei Hakosim Medat. So that's the way, now again, according to the Smag and those that go with his Shita, means they mamish watched together in these three locations. Kohanim on top, the Leviim on the bottom. And according to the other Rishonim, it means they all watched, not the same locations. No, Lamalamata just means Kohanim watched on the upper level, and the Leviim watched the lower level. Where they watched on the lower level. The Kohanim were on the upper level, and the Leviim were on the lower level in their respective locations. According to the Smag, no, so the Mishnah is not saying nothing more than that the Kohanim watched on Aliyah, and the Leviim watched on the lower level. That's all the Mishnah is saying. Now, according to the Rishonim who learned, the Smag, let's say, was the same location. So then the Gemara is bringing a raya that this was a real aliyah from the fact that they were Leviim below it. And even according to the other Rishonim, the fact that the Mishnah says that the Kohanim had a din shmira lamala, And the Levim had a din shmirmata. If it was just migvi gvi kalias, it wouldn't be called lamala.
It wasn't the same place.
According to the other Rishon, it wasn't the same location. Says the Gemara, okay, tzarakahanim shemim lamala levim ilmat. Now again, if you look over here in the Ravid on the side, the Ravid has the same suffix as the Shilta Gibayim, and he has a shaila here that in Bekoimah Shesham Walavim Hani Shmiras Hakehanim Shelachoyrehim Yosis Reason Mehalavim. The Ravid seems to learn that a Kohen is better than a Levi, similar to the Shilta Gibayim's question. In other words, a Kohen is a Levi plus. He's more Zoriz, he's more Kedusha. So he says, therefore, the Ravid wants to understand, the way it not wants to, does understand, that L'chaira, a Kohen should surely be able to watch in the places where the Levim watched. The Levi cannot watch in a Mokum Kohen. But the Kohen would surely be able to occupy the place of a Levi. That's the way the Ravid wants to say. And his only objection, if you look at what he says here, he says, maybe dafka levim bein in beilu chafalaf makoimus. Ki eichet et ha'avi ha'kerin makoimus ha'yesim mikdashim shemim kohen. So the Ravid, although in halacha l'maaseh, the Ravid would say that a kohen could not watch in a place of a Levi, it's for a different reason. He feels that the kohanim watched the places that were holier. The levim watched the places that were less holy. So he says that was part of the halacha to show that these places are holier than these places. If you're going to have Kahanim watching everywhere, it's going to take away from the impact of seeing the Kahanim watch those. But the Ravid holds be'etzem, a Kohen should be able to wear a Levi's mantle and shmirah. The Rambam clearly holds not like that. The Levi can only watch what a Levi watches, the Kohen watches. The Kohen watches, there may even be a loisaseh, a lav, for a Kohen to watch b'mokum Levi. That's what we're going to discuss this.
Is there a difference of level of
Kedusha
between the main and the Aliyah?
Yes. The Aliyah actually has less Kedusha. Because we hold Aliyah's loin iskatshu. So let's say you can't sit down in the Azoya, right? In the Aliyah, you're allowed to sit. So the Aliyah actually has less Kedusha than the... But that's not the issue here. The issue is not the place where they're sitting or standing. The issue is where they're watching. So the Kohanim Shmira was over the Azorah, and the Levim Shmira was external, was the Azorah and Harabayis, the outside of the Azorah and Harabayis. Says the Gemara, Beis Hamoy Kippur by his God Lohoya, V'chad Shimu Da'avalei LeBeis Hamoykid V'Aminu, asked the Gemara, how could you say there was only one Shomer by the Beis Hamoykid? The Beis HaMoikot had two doors. Shnei Shorim hoyu beBeis HaMoikot. Echot Pesuach Achuso. One was open to the outside. And one was Pesuach to the Chel. That two Shorim. Echot Pesuach Lechel. Ve'echot Pesuach Lazor. The Chel was also the Harabayis. But it was a holier place of the Harabayis. It was right near the Azor. Ve'echot Pesuach Lazor. It had a small door. They went through there to clean out the Azor. But the bottom line is, there were two doors. So how could you say there was one watchman? Since they were together, the two doors were right parallel from each other. So you could see one from the other. You could look in both directions, and he could see both sides, and therefore it was sufficient with one shomer. Now the Mishnah said it was mukav roiv din shalevin. This room had stones that were made like steps. The Gemara assumed that means stones that were split. Says the Gmainiu gizarta de itzted. These were cut up stones. The salki Buddha, you were able to go to itzted to walk up to the platform. Ask the Gemara, how could you split stones? Miyavi miflig yavonim. It says in the pasuk, Evan Shlema. Has to be a whole stone. You're not allowed to cut the stones. Omabaye de misakni umaisi meikora avni zutri v'avni ravavi. Kidichsi v'avni eser amis v'avni shmoin amis. Bekitzer, they cut the stones outside of the Azor. It's not that they came in the Beis HaMikdash and they carved it out. They cut the stones outside. They made stones that were bigger, stones that were smaller, and they lined them up. The bigger ones on the bottom, so you had the step effect, but it wasn't that it was actually carved out in the Beis HaMikdash. So this Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush. This Gemara is saying that the issur to use metal to cut stones in the Beis HaMikdash was only in the Azara, but if you did it outside the Azara, then it was okay. That's what comes out. The Mefarash learns that way, and that's the way most of the Rishonim understand. That they were able to build the Beis HaMikdash with stones that were cut, provided that the stones were... This obviously puts into question why Shlomo HaMelech needed the Shomer, the famous worm that he used to cut through the stones. Just do it outside. Okay. Granted, the Sifri holds that you can't use stones that are cut at all, even from outside. But our Gemara seems to be going the way most of the Rishonim understand, that as long as the stones were cut outside. Now, it's different than the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, even according to the Shas Bavli, the Mizbeach, you couldn't use any stones that were cut. That was the Mizbeach. But for the rest of the bias, for the Beis HaMikdash, you were able to use stones that were cut with metal, provided that they were cut outside the Beis HaMikdash. Again, Shlomo HaMelech is Shver. Shlomo HaMelech was Makbid, and they did this whole Nes that Al Yidei Shlomo HaMelech. No, the Gemara is talking about even the Beis HaMikdash. No, the Gemara is saying that this would apply for any place. The Gemara is bringing the pasuk of Evan Shlem. Is talking about even the Binyan Bayis. What? Yeah, but the Medrash brings down that that's what he used to cut all the stones for the Beis HaMikdash. So you see that he was makbid on. Also, the Rishonim say it was a milsa de chassidus, but it seems a tremendous chiddush that Shlomo HaMelech, he was a milsa de chassidus. He was makbid not to. First of all, what's milsa de chassidus? If there's no such halacha, why is it milsa de chassidus? Kol apotem and adorav oyseinu mikra hevit. It's time to be. Where does it come from, such a thing? To make a mice and nisim? Whatever it was, for what? For what purpose? This is a milsa de chassidus. That he shouldn't use metal at all. It's a strange thing. It could be according to the Malbim, it works a little better, because the Malbim learns that the whole reason why Shlomo HaMelech was chosen to build the Beis HaMikdash rather than David. I mean, the Pasuk says in Divrei HaYomim, because David Yodcha Malei Adam. Right here. But the Malbim learns differently. The Malbim learns that it doesn't mean that David, he killed the Goyim and therefore was doesn't learn like that. The Malbim learns that it would have been Shalei Lishmo. Since the Rabban Shem gave Avtocha that when the bias is going to be put up, there's going to be even Osati Sholem Boretz. So the Beis HaMikdash brought security. And David HaMelech was an Ishmael Chome. So for him, the Beis HaMikdash represented a personal security. So his building would have been Shalei Lishmo. That's what the Malbim learns. Different than the way the Velt learns. The Velt learns the Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim simple. David did a lot of wars. See, he was puzzled. That's the way the Velt learns. But the truth is that the Malbim's pshat is very mduyik. If you look at Sefer Shmuel, when David HaMelech wants to build a Beis HaMikdash, Shmuel Beis, and he tells Nosson HaNavi that I want to build a Beis HaMikdash, first Nosson HaNavi tells him, go do it. And then he tells him, "Ato loif tivne bayis lishmi." Fits very well with the Malbim Shah. So, but anyway, it comes out that the whole reason why Shlomo HaMelech was chosen is because he had no shaykhas to Muhammad. If he would have been involved in Muhammad, he couldn't. The reason why you can't use metal is because metal is a clay Muhammad. It's used for clay aviga. So it could be that since Shlomo HaMelech was only chosen, and that's not his name, Shlomo Milosh and Shalom, his whole Bechira to build the Beis HaMikdash, Memele, he felt that he shouldn't use metal Bechlal. That's his, because then Taka and Echlami, in the Binyan Shel Hurdis and the other Batei Mikdashes, there wouldn't be such a halacha. This was Dafka Shlomo HaMelech, that was his job. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this, Ziknei Beis Avi Sheinim Shom, V'nahailu Mitas, says the Gemara, why didn't they bring beds? So the Rosh, interestingly, the Rosh says that they should have brought beds. If they would have brought beds, they would have brought wood beds. But the Yashiv says he doesn't know what he wants here. Why wood beds? Says they would have mitzvah shlugim. Wood beds with rope. What's the point? Rav Yashiv says, if anything we find in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to have a binyan shalates. Okay, this wasn't a binyan, but why would the... So it could be that the Rosh was bothered. What kind of question is the Gemara asking? They should bring beds there. There's a din to be shomer the Mikdash from Tumah. Right? So you're not allowed to do anything to increase potential Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. So any kli choyel that you bring into the Beis HaMikdash that's not needed is potentially increasing Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Any kli choyel, right? That's why the Rosh said, we're talking about here bringing this kind of bed that's made out of pshutei kli yetz. So it wouldn't be mekabel Tumah b'chutz. So you're not increasing Tumah. That's all he meant. That's the way I learned the Rosh. But the Gemara says like this, Perchei Kunish Ksusei, Am Yosem Kori Le'Roivim, and over here calling them Perchei. What's the difference? The Gemara says, Amrin, Hosam Le'Motu Le'Mevet Avoyda, Kori Le'Roivim. They didn't yet reach the age of Avoyda. We had a Machlokes Rishonim, if you remember the Mishnah, either 20 or 13. Hosam Motu Le'Mevet Avoyda, Kori Le'Roivim, Perchei. Over here, they're already the age that they could do Avoyda. Okay. I'll just use this command. We'll get to be mivar the whole sugya with this following gemara. Gemara goes through like this. Tanan also. Shloisha makoyim mitzakarim shem v'es ha-migdosh. Beis ha-tinois, beis ha-nitzis, beis ha-moikot. V'alavim b'chof ha-alaf makoyim. The levim in 21 places. And it lists them. Chamisha chamisha ha-rabayis. Arba al-arba pinesiv on the four corners of the ha-rabayis mi-bifnim. Chamisha chamisha shari ha-zoro. Five on the five gates of the Azor, Abba, Abba, Pinesim, Ibechutz. Echad Belishkas HaKorban, one would watch in the room of the Korbonis, where they kept the sheep for the Korbonis. Echad Belishkas HaPorechis, where they used to weave the Porechis. Echad Achor Beis HaKaparis. Minan Emili, how do we know that these are 21 places? He learns out of the Pasuk, Amar Vyudah Misur, Amilo Maskit, the Tonal, the Chsiv, L'Mizrach HaLavim, Shisha. It says clearly, the Mizrach was six. What's final? Liyayim. Liyayim. How much was it? Arba. Lenegbol liyayim. Arba. Lahasufim. Shnayim. Shnayim. Leparba. Lamarav. Arba. Lamasila. Shnayim. So that if you list all of these kahan levim, it's all together 21. The Gemara says, what do you mean if you count it up? Hanichov dalanav. So obviously the Mishnah Melech asks that according to the smag, it makes sense 24 because three are come to three places that they watch together with the Kahana. So he uses this Gemara as a raya, not like the smag. On Abaye, when it says Shnayim, Shnayim, it just means two. Hachikam alasufim Shnayim. Doesn't mean four, two, two. The Gemara says, Akati Tartavi, Esim Tartavi is 22. Hach the Parabra Chadavi, it was only one. Achrini, the other guy, was Betzavsu the Yosef Gabe, was just there to keep him company. Mishim the Koyavoy was outside, away from everybody else. So there was another lady to keep him company. My leparba, what does the word parba mean? I'm a klapibar. Okay, the Gemara now says, Yibayisayim aloylam esim barba akadichsiv. Tulosa minayu de kohanim avi. Taka wa kohanim. In other words, the 24 is counting also the three places of the kohanim. Says the Gemara, so it's counting, and the 21 was the levim. The esim v'chad the levim. Says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk v'achol levim udichsiv. Can Rabbi Shimon Levi? Don't Rabbi Shimon Levi chov dalad mekoyim isniku kahanim levim. V'ze echad meyam akahanim alavim b'nei tzadik. Okay. So basically, a machlekes in the Gemara, if this was kahanim, if the pasuk includes the shmir of the kahanim as well, and the idea would be that it was the kahanim are being called levim as well. So we'll see what this machlekes is. This will get to the root of the machlekes. Chamisha chamisha shari abayis, arba arba pinesim mitoichoi. Chamisha chamisha shari azor, arba pinesim mibachutz. Ask the Gemara, maishta abayis, davdinim mitoichoi, maishta azor, davdinim mibachutz. Why is the abayis done inside our abayis? And the watching of the azor was done outside. The Gemara says, Ami Harabai is the boy Lemesav Matzah Yosef Abdinim Mitoicha. Azora the Tamu boy Lemesav Roy Matzah Yosef. Doma Mai Yeshiva Zomacha Bezdavuvar Abdinim Mibachutz. Okay. So basically, the Gemara is saying is the whole reason why the Shmira on the Harabayis was done on the inside versus the Shmira and Azor was done on the outside, because if they should have to sit, they'll be able to sit. So the Nezer HaKodesh in our sugya comes and he says, I don't understand, we find that a Kohen is allowed to sit when he eats Kodeshim. The Farish, he can eat when he eats Kodeshim. So he says, if that's the case, so the Nezer HaKodesh asks, why does the Gemara say he couldn't sit? No, Toysa says the reason why a Kohen could sit when he was eating is because that's called part of the Tzarech Avodah. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Yoshev Oichel. I ain't Yeshiva Ba'azor. Al Korcha, who do Yeshiva Ba'azor? L'Tzarech Avodah. V'chem Otzinu Be'eli. So the question is, so why does our Gemara say that the Levim watching the Azara had to watch on the outside, so if they want to sit, they should be able to sit? It comes out from the sugya in Zvachim that if you're doing a Tzarech Avodah, you could do it, you could sit if you want. So some want to make a chilik, maybe this is what Zev is trying to say, that maybe for Achila, you had to sit. Watching, you don't have to sit. So Chaim Kanievsky brings a raya that they were yoytza achila bein oichlem bein yesh and bein oimdim. That's the culture, they didn't have to sit. They're allowed to sit. They didn't have to sit. So it wasn't tzorech avoided to sit. No, but the question is there any compromise for a kohen to stand while he eats kachem? So Chaim is saying there isn't. There's no din if the kohen has a shayla, should I lechatchila sit? The answer will be no. Do as you see fit. So if that's the case, it's not a tzarech avoda. Elamai, then we go back to comfort. Comfort while you're doing a tzarech avoda. So then shmir is the same.
Don't we have a principle that you're supposed to sit and not eat like a behema, standing? Don't we say that?
That's in the street. That's an oichel b'shuk daim alakel. But not in the base of English. Oh, so that I think could be the teretz. You could say we find that the achila has to be kederech shamalachem oichel, right? L'gdula. Now, if a kohen would be restricted how he has to eat, the restriction alone would be called not derech avod. So the you needed the heter yeshiva in order for it to be l'mishul kederech shamalachem oichel, just like you found by sukkah. Madiri, boy, loy boy. The fact that the Gemara says it can't be, you have to eat in the sukkah, because having to eat in the sukkah is a steer with eating like an adira. So the same thing by Gederach Shamalach Moichlam. That could be a pshat. Let me give you another possible pshat, but let's finish this off. Okay, let's just finish the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. Rova matanoi, machlokes tanoim. I'm sorry, we didn't finish up the Gemara. We said that there were only five gates. Hey, al heishari azar minu zayin shamoy ba'azor gimel sofin gimel dor mecha b'mayrav. So you see, there were actually seven gates to the azor. The Gemara says, not a kasha. Trei minayu loy tzrichishim. Two of them didn't eat shmirah because they were already being watched by the Kohanim and the Shara Nitzitz in the Beis HaMoikot. Rav Omar Tanoi, it's Machlokes Tanoim, how many gates does Azor had? We see some opinions, oh, there were even more gates. In person, he's Gimel Gizrom, he's Zayin HaMakalim, Rav Nosa person, he's Gimel Gizrom, Keneged Yud Gimel Sharam, Keneged the 13 gates, Chamisha Sharam HaBayis, Poshut Tumnaid Azor, there were 8 gates to Azor. So we see the amount of gates that Azor had was not really something that was universally accepted. Al-Mi'ikatana dikatim na'yavi. Memela, just like there was some elder, there were eight. Ikatana dam chamishavi. Okay. Okay, so let's get back now to try to have a better understanding in this whole sugya as far as the Shemir is concerned, Kohanim, Levim, and the locations. So the Gemara started with Choinim and Shomer. That was the beginning of the Gemara. And so we were medayik already there that smash was two kinds of Shemiris. Then we had Chalekes Rishonim, if a Kohen and a Levi are exclusive, where they could watch from. We had a machlekes. The Ravid seemed to hold that a kohen could zicha watch by a makom levi, and the only reason why not is because it would maybe diminish the perception of the shmirah of the holier places. But batsim you could. And then we brought down the Rambam, that the Rambam seemed to learn that there was actually an issa, maybe even a lav, for a kohen to be shomer by makom levi. So I think, just to get a better avonah here in the whole sugya, when we started the parak, we went through two possible reasons why there was shmir by the Beis HaMikdash. One reason why shmir Beis HaMikdash possibly was because of kavod habayis. That was one gedel. And the other shmir we discussed was from the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim and others, that it was a shmir for tumah. And Bamis, you could say that, as we said then, that you could say that these are really two separate things. And that's why Maseches Midas brought down the Din Shmir also, because that was a structural Kavod HaBayis. We had in the Rambam also the Shmir brought down a Klei HaMikdash also separately. So in other words, there was a Shmir done on Kavod HaMikdash. That was our Mokam HaMikdash, the Kavod HaMikdash. And then there was Shmir done, Tumah V'Tahara, which is more avoid oriented. So once we have that yisoid, now we could analyze if the shmir of the Kohanim and the Levim was also actually a whole different halacha. It could very well be that the Kohen shmir was a shmir out avoider, and that's why the Kohen watched the inside. His focus was on the inside, the makom avoider. The Levim's Shmira was out the structure. After all, they were the Noisei Klei HaMikdash. They were the ones that carried the Mishkan. They were the ones that opened the gates of the Mishkan. They were more structurally focused, the Levim. They were the Gizborim, the Malkalim. They were, as far as the structure was concerned, that was their territory. They did do some, there was some overlap. The Levim did Shira by the Karbonas. But that was the focus of the Levim. So if that's the case, you could say that that's the difference in the Loshim of Choinim and Shomer. Because Choinim, if you think about it, Choinim is camping. Choinim is more than in the Mokim. Okay, I'm camping here. It's a Mokim. Shomerim is more than something that's Avodah related. So it would make sense that the Pasuk says that Moshe, V'achoynim Moshe, and Aaron Ubonav Shomrim Mishmeres HaKodesh. Because Aaron Ubonav, their avoider was a different avoider. Their avoider was actually to wash the Beis HaMikdash. So now, if you learn like that, we could say possibly, B'zeh Gufa could be the Machlekes Rishonim, whether Levim and Kohanim are doing the same, can do, whether a Kohen could do the Shmir of the Levi. Because just like the Rambam brings down that a Kohen is not allowed to open up the gates of the Azorah, that would be a lav for a Kohen to open up the gates of the Azorah. That's Levi's job. So if you're going to tell me that the Shmira of the Levim was on the structure, and the Shmira of the Kohanim was on Savoidah, so then it would be the same Issur. Just like a Kohen is not allowed to open up the gates of the Azorah, because that's going out of his territory of Avodah. Similarly, it will be also for the Kohen to go ahead and do the Shmir of the Levi. Okay, now the Ravid obviously seems to be going otherwise. So, I think in order to Mevada, and this could also be Pshat and Asug of Kohanim Nikru Leviyah. Kedushas Kohen and Kedushas Leviyah. There are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, the Kohen is a Levi plus. He's a The Kohen is, there's a Levi, and a Kohen is like an exclusive Levi, VIP. But he's a Levi plus. The other way to look at it is, a Levi is one Kedusha, and a Kohen is another Kedusha. Granted, the Kedusha of a Kohen is greater than the Kedusha of a Levi, but it's different. It's no Shaychus. It's not the layer. Nafkamina would be simple. If a Kohen would become a Pasul Kohen, Ben Grusha Bechlus, okay, is he still a Levi? Is he roy to be a Levi or not? That's the Mevucha. That's why I asked the Olam several weeks ago, to look up the Sugi in Yevamos, where the Gemara seems to discuss whether you could give Ma'aser Rishon to a Levi. Right, the Gemara learns that Ma'aser Rishon to a Levi, to a Kohen, which normally goes to a Levi, can it go to a Kohen? So you could say that was the Shaila. Could you, even though the Gemara there brings a Pasuk, but in other words, if a Kohen is a Levi plus, then it's Shaykh. If a Kohen is a completely different Kedusha, then, so L'chaira, if a Kohen is a Levi plus, then there shouldn't be any issue with a Kohen also doing Shmiras Halavim. So he's a Levi, he's a Levi plus a Kohen. So the Minchas Chinuch Bayas actually has this Shaila. Is a Kohen, what is a Levi? And he says, the Minchas Chinuch, he says like this. Here, this is Sifkot and Tezvav. This is in Mitzvah Shin Sarihe. B'chol ol koyin, he mechuyiv b'matonos eloi mi'amwin, and b'chol ol din Yisrael yeishloi, once he's not a koyin, he's Yisrael. Oy dilma, or perhaps, he says, he's still a Levi. Akati lav b'chlal omu, he's not part of Klal Yisrael, he's still part of Shevet Levi. And therefore, Kedushas Levi Yeshla. Now we had a sugyan b'chayrus, I don't know if the Olam remembers, it's going back a while ago, Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara talks about a kohenes, shenis abro me'evit kechovim. A kohenes that became pregnant from a goy, if the son is chayiv and he's loyim. The Gemara there has a shayla. The Gemara says, the Gemara wants to bring a raya from a Leviya. A Leviya that was the Sabra me goy, the son is part from Heisloya. The Gemara says, no shaychus. Over here it's a chol. Became a chol. By the kohenes living with a goy, she became posel. The kasha is, yeah, but why is she worse than a Leviya? So it's mashma from the Gemara and Bechoris that it's a different Kedusha. Otherwise, what's going on? But if you look at Tosfos, let's look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, here, Tosfos Lashon here in Bechoris, Tosfos says like this. He says, the Primi Godim you should know is Mistapik also. Primi Godim in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei Shin Dalet and Pidyon HaBen, he has a Sofik. If a cholol is chayiv in pidyon haben, Tosfos says like this: Gruah mi Leviya. Tosfos says that a kohenes is worse than a Leviya. He says why? Shekivon shenischalala. It's mashma from Tosfos that it's not because a kohen is not a Levi. It's because once she becomes a cholol, it rips her whole kedusha away. It's not that a Kohen is a Levi plus. It's that once you become a Cholol, that ejects the whole Kedusha. Yeah, but it's no raya from that sugya that there isn't the Kedusha's Levi. So Lamaisa, I would say like this. Our sugya seems to say a Kohen is Yah Levi. And that's the whole idea. And that's the whole sugya in Yevamos that they were able to give. Lamaisa, they were able to give Ma'aser Rishon to a Levi. If you're going to tell me that a Levi is not a Kohen is not a Levi, what shaychus does he have to Ma'aser Rishon? Even after the Ribui. So I was thinking we could say like this, and this is going to help us in the continued sugyas here, that really there are two parts to a Kohen. There's Kedushas Kohen and there's Shevet Kohen. Same thing with a Levi. There's Kedusha's Levi and there's Shevet Levi. It's two different things. Right? It's two different elements. We could say very simple. What relates to Kedusha's Kohuna? Avada Kedusha's Kohuna incorporates Kedusha's Leviyah. Because anybody who's not a Levi can't become a Kohen. You have to have Kedusha's Levi to become a Kohen. That's the foundation of Kedusha's Kohuna. You have to have Kedusha's Leviyah. So Avada Kedusha's Kohuna is a Levi plus. That's for sure. That's as far as Kedusha is concerned. And that's why the Gemara in Yevamah says that once the only issue of giving my submission to a Levi is two issues. One is Al Smatana and one is Al Kedusha. The Gemara says, Ziche Koyen has Kedusha to eat the Maaser Rishon. Even if Maaser Rishon would be restricted, which it's not, to a Zohar, a Koyen would be allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. Why? Because the Koyen has Kedusha's Leviyah. The Koyen has Kedusha's Leviyah. But what? There's a Matana element to it. The Matana element to it, that's going off the Shevet. Shevet Kohanim is one Shevet and Shevet Levim is another Shevet. So it's really two separate Shilas. One is Alster Kedusha and one is Alster the Schir in the Matonas. And we just spoke Shabbos about Moshe Rabbeinu being Zeiche in the Chozeh and the Sheikh. We just mama spoke this Shabbos. If you look in the parasha, this in our parasha, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeiche in the Chozeh. But he was not Zeich in the Sheikh Hayomim. Normally a Kohen gets both. Kohen gets the Chozeh and the Sheikh. Chozeh and the Sheikh Hayomim. So the Maral, many ask, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu get both? So Shabbos we spoke on a high level what the Maral, how the Maral understands. Machshov. But Al Pi Halacha is a simple pshat. The Sheikh Hayomim, the Malbim explains, was what the Kohen got, just like he got from Kochei Gvul. From Chulin. When you shechted a regular behemoth, you have to give the Kohen a Zroya. You have to give the Kohen. So Keneged the Zroya that you give the Kohen normally, when the Shlomim also goes to the Kohen. So the Sheikh HaYomin, the Kohen is getting Al Smatnas Kohuna. Okay? The Chozeh, the Kohen is getting Al Karban. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't part of the Shevet HaKohanim. He was a Levi. He was a Levi with Kedusha's Kohuna. So Mamela, the Chozeh he got, because that was coming out the Korban. But the Zroya, the Sheikh HaYomin, which was B'mokam the Zroya, that's Al Shevet. Al Shevet, that's Shevet Kohuna, not Shevet Leviyah. The way we're learning, the only reason why a Levi was exclusive to watch in these mekaymets was midin shevet, midin kedushas leviyah. The kohen has kedushas leviyah too, so the kohen would also be able to watch be'etzem al kedusha. The only reason why there were separate places for the levi where the kohen didn't watch, that was because al shevet. Memela of Chaim Kanievsky's kasha is answered also. Chaim Kanievsky asks, how could Moshe represent the leviyim? Moshe Rabbeinu had a din koyin. Moshe Rabbeinu only had a din koyin legabi kedushas kohuna, but legabi shevet he was a shevet Levi. And Mela, since he was shevet Levi, legabi that he represented the Levim. So that's halacha lemaisa. That's the way I would come out. That all the rishonim could potentially agree that the shmirah of the Levim is different than the shmirah of the kohanim, and the etzem. The Shmir of the Levim was out the Makam HaMikdash. And the Shmir of the Kohanim was out the Avoida. And Als Kedusha, a Kohen Taka would have been kosher to watch from the other Mekhemis as well. Just like the Levi could watch from the other Mekhemis. The only thing is, Als the Schus Avoida that he out Shevet, that the Levi was separate from the Kohen. And the name of the Kohen, the Rambam who says that a Kohen can't watch in a Makam Levi, is no different than a Kohen can't take the Maaser Rishon from a Levi. He's taking away something which the Torah gave out the Shevet HaLevim, which a Kohen is not part of the Shevet HaLevim. Okay.
Also, knas.
Do you mind walking me only because I have somebody?
I don't understand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll get you a whole day. I don't want it.